All right, so welcome back to Rose Youth Radio, where we are here to help you remove obstacles, strongholds, and excuses. We want to... We want to thank all of the mothers out there in the world. And this special will be just dedicated for mothers with a few other topics. And we're going to start off with introducing ourselves. Number one, I am Mr. PG, and this is Jeffrey Banks, who goes by Big Homie, who is a poet in the DMV area and globally. You may have heard him before. If you haven't, that's your loss. So we'll start off with a good poem, but we'll let Gregory introduce himself.
What's up, Greg? Great. And welcome to the podcast. Thanks for watching.
All right, go ahead.
So I'm the only one who has my full government out here. You got Mr. PG, like he said Gregory Gray.
I'm
big on myself. Happy Mother's Day to my mother, Ella, since my full government's out there. But if you want to write me a check, and hi. Jeffrey.
Oh, Banks. Yeah, my bad. I'm sorry. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms and my mom and everybody, mom across the country.
And this is the reason why I said your full name, because they do not know you yet as Big Homie. Knowing who you are, they can write the check. They could come to the show. They can visit you.
Exactly.
All right, so let's get it.
The ancestors that went on with my mother's eldest sister, who passed in 2020, and special. This poem is called Playmaker.
And 1 second. This is for all the mothers out there. Is a phenomenal poem that he wrote at a school service for the real community. And this
one. To honor the elders. The elders of Phoebe Elvira and Preston. The mother of Drina Nita T. Cindy and Preston. Today we celebrate the light of Catherine. What seems to be a dark time. The divine makes no mistakes. In the midst of this heartbreak, we celebrate the impact my aunt did make in her almost 82 years of life. Even in the midst of struggle and strife, she was a lemonade maker. You see, even when life would try to shake her, she knew a way maker. When the twists and turns of life would try to take her out, the way maker would take her lemons and make the sweetest of lemonade. The price Christ paid paved the way. Please say hi to Aunt Helen. Mom, Aunt Georgia, and Aunt Annie are the rest of her sisters. She introduced a Mr. Banks so I can thank her. That he was used by God to produce Ray and me through Ella. The fulcrum matriarch was Stella. Nana blessed Vincent, Vondre, Jerry, Mitris, Dewan, Keandre. Sterling, Jeremiah, Joshua, Gabby, Christian, and Justin. This whole family has a whole lot of love, a whole lot of fun, and a whole lot of fussing. To Nashawn, EJ, Deuce, Brooklyn, Asiah, Amani, Jerry, Jr., and Nut. We thank God for her life. We wish it was a little while longer. Life can be a vapor, but through the Waymaker, he was able to take her the places only favor could have her go. When others had lacked, her cup would overflow with blessing. So when life was messing with her, it was testing her to see what door would open. And if it wasn't a door she was hoping for, your Messiah would open the window to have blessings flow from heaven. You didn't have room to receive. So even though this earthly realm she did leave, her quiver delivers excellence. The living world always has been able to quench Catherine's thirst through any drought. He kept her through tough times. She couldn't have made it through without Christ's everlasting love. Please watch out for your lineage as you look down from above. rest in peace. We love you.
And you wrote that?
Yes, sir.
Did he?
Hey, that, hey, listen, man. That was all right, because this nigga was about to start crying. And then, like, your voice, like, you have a, one of those good reading voices. Like, you sound like you supposed to be recording scriptures or something.
I mean, I'm a minister, yeah. So, like, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, but I'm also a public speaker. I mean, that was my major. So, like, yeah. So, I perform. I speak all over the country. So, like,
yeah. He is the poet.
Oh, that's what's up, though. Like, I applaud that.
That thing sends chills through my spine every time. It's like I just heard it.
And then the way he put all the names together, like, sound like some scriptures in the Bible when he was saying this one begat that one and this one begat them and them and them. You know what I'm saying? But that's what's up. I like that, though. That's real, though. I like that.
Every time it gives me I was sitting there at that time and I was just like, good God Almighty. Like, how did you write this? But that just goes to say that every mother makes an impact and they do a lot. And, you know, one thing that really upsets me in this day and age is how people are trying to replace certain things as far as our mothers and as far as women in general.
Oh yeah, about to say you got to tread light because you don't want to get us canceled.
Oh, I'm not worried about that. It's just that to me, I don't really understand how do you argue something that is a complete fact.
I mean, it's the works of the devil.
I feel like you're erasing or trying to erase our mothers, and you're trying to erase your own mother in a sense. And in this day and age, we don't have a sense of opinions anymore. It's always one way. You can't be right and you can't be wrong. You have to be right or you're just wrong.
Yeah.
Makes no sense at all. Funny thing was, I got into, I want to say trouble. No, it's good.
Y'all gotta remember, I live in Suitland, bro. So you know what I'm saying. You're gonna hear a lot of stuff riding by.
We're not worried about it. I was just trying to point it out. That's how much of an emergency it is, because a lot of things are trying to replace something that is an ideal individual that could never change and never do the same thing that a woman can do. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, it was a situation with me where I got into an issue with someone and it totally went a different way because I was like, how do you expect for people to understand one thing when you're trying to be something that you can't be? So I posted something on Facebook, and I'm just going to be brief on this. So there was a colleague of mine that had a versatile name, but went by a different name. And I got an email response back, like somebody trying to check me and say, hey, this person don't go by this name. This person goes by Mike. And I'm like, who is Mike?
Mm-hmm. I've been in that situation before too.
I'm just like, who is Mike, and when was I gonna get this memo? Because did the name change legally? Is this the person that I hired? Is this the person that I'm looking at in front of my face that I worked with before, and I didn't get a mic? I clearly got the name that I hired you
under. All right.
And I don't associate with you like that. I don't do none of this other stuff. I don't care what no one does. Everybody live their own life. That's your business. But at the same sense, you can't get people in trouble or try to check somebody for not knowing what someone goes by or what they want to be called. And out of respect, I actually extended a call to the individual because I hadn't. But you threatening me, in a sense, as an employer, to do X, Y, and Z over something I had no idea about, I don't think it's fair.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have all this crazy madness going on with people trying to replace women, people trying to portray certain things. You can't be a cat and a dog. That it will never happen.
Mm-hmm.
Now you could want to be like something else, but in another sense, it doesn't make it true or real.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had this conversation with my aunts. I've had this conversation with my own sisters that's in my own, you know, space. And they all feel like they are just eliminated from the world. And I'm like, how do you get to a point where you feel like that as a woman, as a real woman?
Man, look at Roe v. Wade.
That should
be a clear indication of how they feel about the women.
Right. So this special, we just wanted to make sure that we honored not only our mothers, but other mothers that are out there in the world, mothers who are struggling with certain things, mothers who could be lost at this time, because we also know that May is Mental Health Month. And we've all been through some mental changes. Trust me.
Mm-hmm.
Just within the mental
traumas, yeah, for sure.
Right. For just sure. Last year or so, you know, I've had to start grieving counseling. You know, something I've always looked down upon as far as therapy or seeking help.
Me too, dog. I've been in therapy for the last almost 6 months now. Always look down on that, like, bro, I ain't about to talk to nobody about nothing I got going on, man. It's crazy. But after the first session, I was like, that actually felt kind of good.
Mm. Have you done therapy?
I have. I have done therapy. I think there's a thing of you have to hear the right context, because people try to twist the whole date your therapist. Because, I mean, right now it's a culture where everybody clashes for therapy. But just like you could go to a bad church or whatever the case is, mm-hmm. there's certain therapists. Now, I don't believe you should throw the baby away from the bathwater if you have one bag. Like, see, that's why I don't work. But still, it's just like you got to see who is a good fit, who is actually trying to hear you. Now,
Put
everything out there. I mean, this is one bad experience I had. To the point of sometimes it's easy to talk to strangers, so. You tell your life story, you put certain things out there. Now, if you don't do anything, you just traumatize and triggered yourself of, like, you know, whatever. So, but I'll give you one time. Okay, you hear my backstory. But if you keep on doing that, like, there's nothing coming about and you're agitating, and then that's kind of exacerbating, making that worse. So it's just like, you know, for a thing of, if you're hearing certain pieces and it's a relationship, and that's why I like the analogy with praise in that. As far as date your therapist, you put certain things out there and see, can I trust you with more information? Mm-hmm. And then just try to, are you able to unpack that versus if you go and then, like, you know, oh, they're not trying to really hear you, or mm-hmm. like, oh, this is going to be fixed in two or three sessions, or whatever the case is, and you might have something that's deep rooted. Wow. So it's just like, you know, that's why you got to kind of take your time and, like, you know, see where it can be trusted. And some things that. Talked about that with you earlier, that I do art therapy. Right. So for a thing of, like, I've done therapy with my poetry and or work with other people who are performing arts. But one person where I'm trying to get this credential weaponized that we had a bad scenario, I'm not going to go fully into it, but basically the long story short is that you also got to make sure whoever you're in counsel and relationship with, this person wasn't necessarily my counselor, but still this was a colleague. And then if something's said in confidentiality and then it's weaponized, that's the reason why most of us are complexion, don't share it, because you're not going to use that against me. Right. So it's just like, you gotta make sure that you have a trusted relationship to where mm-hmm. you're going to go ahead and go forward.
So the therapist,
we go through that at home. You know what I'm saying? We go through that at home with our women and our moms. no offense, but we come from a culture where sometimes our thoughts and our feelings are disregarded because, oh, you a man, you don't supposed to feel like that. Right. Or you a boy, you don't supposed to cry.
Right.
So it's like from an early age, it's like our feelings are disregarded and they're trying to remove them. That way we don't stand up for ourselves or be the man that we supposed to be because, oh, you told me I'm supposed to feel like that. That ain't true.
No, that I mean that's what it is. Even though sometimes we can have great mothers who can let you cry or let you feel or let you be in the moment. But still, like, yeah, this is the case with a colleague, and this person kind of had some, like, I mean, if this person's trying to teach you for a credential or whatever the case is, and trying to find a way to abbreviate without going on with all the rant. But basically, there is some information, like, sometimes you have case studies of what happens, right? So he gave a case study. He didn't like it that I wasn't purposely trying to do detective, but even though I'm in New York, I mean, I'm based here in the DMV. Southeast. So basically, I'm in New York. He gives a story of somebody, but basically everything kind of lined up to that it was probably somebody I know, even though he denied it. But then I think when we had something else, we have Zoom meeting, and then what information was weaponized again. I'm just like, how one that has nothing to do with this. And I'm just like, okay. So again, that puts people on a defense to where, like, you know, where certain populations or certain people kind of want to see you hurt. So mm-hmm. It's just like, some people, whereas like a counselor could want to take your money if you're paying, or whatever the case is, or if they're not feeling you, they'll just kind of disregard you. And mm-hmm. then that leads to, I'm not sure how, where the rest of this podcast, because I know before this podcast, it was said, like, you know, some things you might talk, but still, like, you know, if you're walking around with some hurt and then it's unprocessed, you know, you hear like a lot of the other, like, you know, damage that might go with it. Like, you know, if you can't process it, how you may act, where there's mm-hmm. a whole lot of dysfunction mm-hmm. in the Black community. So it's just like, you got to find a way of getting out prayerfully in a healthy way. But if not, if you rebel, then, like, you know, there's a lot of repercussions.
Yeah, a lot of people resort to anger, which I'm going to say I was guilty of because I didn't really have a clear understanding of what was going on. I couldn't really control my emotions and my thoughts. So my first instinct was to be aggressive, to try to dominate and trying to, I guess, force my way or to take my respect. And it's just like, now looking back and just thinking on it, had I just took responsibilities for my own actions and things like that, could have been a whole different outcome. My whole attitude and my mindset could have been different. You know what I mean? And then also, too, like, my behavior wasn't always the best. So growing up, you just got to learn how to, and this is a message for the kids, though. Like, growing up, you just got to try to listen to your parents more. Be more respectful, be more open, and try to receive some of the things that people are trying to say, because everybody not out there to hurt you. You might run across a couple people here and there that don't really have your best interest at heart, but that's not the majority. So
I think this is what a lot of Black men get into, as far as, yes, it's true that a lot of people may have not had the best behavior growing up. But at the same time, I might have been like the model student or whatever. So it's just like, you know, whether it's not always for being like the best behaved, so you suppress. But still, if you're the father, if you're the provider, if you're whatever image, like, you know, a lot of times daddy or the male, like, you know, you can be considered the superhero. I mean, however it is, like, you know, amongst your big cousin or like little brothers or whatever the case is. So you suppress, because again, like you said, you can't be seen crying or, like, you know, have a moment of vulnerability, which everybody should be allowed to have that. But then, again, like, you never know how it can be weaponized. That's happened in relationships before, of that, like, you know, I was seeking counseling. And then, even though I didn't fight with my ex a whole lot, there was one time, let me not talk nasty about it. But still, I'm just saying, like, you know, as far as, but still, like, you know, in an argument, like, you know, that it can come up. I'm like, you need counseling. But I shouldn't weaponize the back neither. But still, for the fact of, like, you know, you talking about that, and then that's coming up when like, you know, you don't fight, but still, like, and you're going to use that to try to give somebody a blemish or a black eye. That's not fair. Like, you know, that's the reason why everybody suppresses and be like, okay, that's why I do
want to. Right. It's hard to be vulnerable. You know what I'm saying? Because people will use it against you. And they'll throw it in your face. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like it's a glass of water.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, dang, I can't believe I opened up to you and poured my heart out just for you to use it against me. Like, that's repulsive. That's really like some scumbag stuff for real.
To me, that's like the ultimate deceit.
Dishonor. You're not that near.
Yeah. I think that's why most people don't trust a lot. I had trust issues.
Yeah. Hey, I still be having trust issues.
I can't say that because I won't be telling the truth. But
yeah, it just be hard to believe them.
Remember we came in PG. Remember?
Yeah, I know. My bad. I'm sorry. It just be hard to believe people sometimes, dog. It just be hard. It's just like people will lie in your face and cry at the same time.
That's why you master these facial expressions right here, man.
And I think that's the hardest part. Like, somebody could, like, literally be sitting there breaking down, crying, and the love news, and da-da-da, and it's like, but it ain't really
crying. What do you say? I'm not going to help you.
The person is actually crying, but it's not even like, it's like, real emotion. You know, they could be trembling or something like that, and it's just like, is this real or this fake?
Like, how do you fake? And that's crazy though, because how do you fake that?
Oh, some people are great at it.
You need an Oscar, man. You need to be in Hollywood.
Or they can mean it, but still, the thing of, I mean, I think we ain't talking about.
No, art, they do not mean it.
But what I'm trying to say is
they do not mean it.
But there's certain people who may really feel the moment, but they still don't have a problem disrespecting you or dishonoring you. Like, you know, they may cry, they may really need to get that off their chest. But they don't respect you, and they're still gonna be funky. And like you said, a lot of us have trust issues, so we either suppress as a defense mechanism, or just for the fact of if we show that vulnerability, it's just like, see, that's why I can't trust them.
And I think people who do that to other people know that regardless of the situation, that person is always gonna be there for them.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, no matter how much I lie, that person is gonna be there. So they use it full advantage.
Because even if they are real in the moment, they may not be there for you. Right. And then that's why for that type of thing, that's why you may not trust me. Like, see, like, and they ain't nowhere to be found.
Right. Yeah. Because when I need you, where you at? Yeah. Facts.
Well, we can relate that to kids too, because I believe I had trust issues as a kid. Deeply.
That's where my trust issues started.
Like, deeply. Mm-hmm. Trusted, nobody. I didn't trust a soul. Mm-hmm. Because I always felt like adults lied to me to do what they wanted to do.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, we're going to go here, we're going to go there. Nah, bro, we ain't going nowhere.
And it wasn't more so about going places. It was just, you know, just building up that trust towards, oh, I can actually talk to you, or we can talk about X, Y, and Z. And
right. Being consistent in somebody's life.
Everything that we said.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that breaks down the wall that they built up for you as a child. And then that's when they start to shut down. And that's why you have kids who are having these emotional and, you know, anger problems because they don't feel like they can trust anybody. And then when they react, they feel like, okay, it's going to be the same response anyway, so
Yeah, man, that's why I try my hardest not to yell at my son. I don't like yelling, and I don't like that beating. Like, I don't do none of that. Like, I feel like there are other ways to discipline your children, to have your children, to have the fear of God in their heart for you, other than putting your hands on them. Because I ain't gonna lie, I went through that as a kid. I got whooping for everything, bro. Everything. If I scratched my butt the wrong way or looked at the teacher the wrong way, I got a whooping. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was to the point where we'd be at family gatherings and I might not be acting right. Oh, I'm taking you in the bathroom. I'm going to give you a whooping. You know what I'm saying? It was that spare the rod, spoil the child. Listen, I ain't going to get into all that. Certain things I don't agree with is in the Bible, but I don't agree. Like, you shouldn't be putting your hands on your kids. It's abuse. You know what I'm saying? But, like,
to a certain extent, man.
Listen, man.
If you gotta go
get a belt, a paddle, a switch, a cable,
well, somebody
to beat your child with, that's abuse.
Some of these kids need that today. They don't even respect their own parents.
Well, this is what they need right here. That
I'm the oldest.
Somebody knocking on the door. Sorry, sir, don't mean to disturb you, but I smell smoke. No, I'm sorry, my bad.
Hold on.
Supposed to put on do not disturb, man. Whatever. Y'all too loud. Who too loud? Hold on. Somebody came and knocked on your door and said you was too loud?
Yeah. What, is there a party going on?
That's what they said?
Yeah, they next door because they have a connector. That's a connector door to the suite. So
you got the speakers up loud or something?
No. We're using our regular voice, and we want
to have a good quality.
We want to have a good quality recording,
exactly. Right?
And
was this a Karen or a Bob?
Oh,
we don't know,
huh?
It might be a Mitch.
A Mitch.
Hey,
Mitch, lucky I wasn't there. That ain't number God, because I would have told Mitch to go fuck himself. I'm sorry. My bad.
Dang. See, I'm gonna have to edit that.
Yeah, you're gonna have to. Yeah, I'm sorry. I mean, but this whole clip gonna have to come out anyway because you got up and went and answered the door and everything. So
yeah. But we'll use it for the bloopers. Boy. Why you not asleep?
Why, me? Oh, him.
No.
Oh, I don't know.
You see what time it is, right?
I guess he thinks we're arguing.
I could play some other stuff, but I'm a poet, not a comedian, so I'm not the way. What did my speculation?
Man, you should have invited his ass inside and said, man, let's have a conversation.
Enjoy the podcast.
Yep. We could have changed the whole subject of the podcast just for him.
But you got a couch on this wall, which is next to the room.
I don't know, but they might have heard you talk about the switch and the belt, and they might have thought something.
Probably the bed.
They might have heard that I was a minister, that I might lay hands.
Oh, yeah. Everything is opposite. So you said the bed is up against that wall right behind you, probably?
Yeah.
Probably so.
Yeah.
Oh, it cost me. Yeah.
But that don't have nothing to do with me because I told you not to give me this sweet. You should have gave me the sweet that I had the last time.
Uh-oh.
Right.
Which it didn't have a connecting door. We won't have to worry about this.
But, I mean, if he ain't got the balls enough to call the hotel front desk to report it.
The sheet miss you on that.
He can listen, man. Listen. See, that ain't nothing but the devil, man. We over here trying to do God's work.
Always. Always.
And it always got to be.
That's what always happens.
A Tiger King somewhere mixed in.
That's funny you say that. We're going to have to record on that, too. Because I did a project on that about mothers of that caliber.
Mm-hmm.
Real tough. And you talking about whoopings and belts and stuff like that. That's worse. That's mentally, mentally abused. But that's another, that's for another day. All right. Where did we stop at? Because I'm going to have to cut this whole thing out. Where did we stop?
Well, no, we're talking about the whole discipline and everything like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
You probably just going to have to go back and watch it and then figure out where you're going to cut it at.
Yeah.
And pick it up.
It's going to be split into three episodes.
Well, so. Yeah.
All right. So episode one is done. That's just. You're going to have to just figure out.
I have too loud.
You just gonna have to figure out where to cut that one off, man. We just gonna pick it up. You know what I'm saying?
Front desk, I'm like, no. First, I was like, no, you looking for the wrong room. Definitely not gonna miss it.
He says, is there a party going on? He might have been looking for some coke.
I don't know. If I see them pull kilos from the TV.
That's probably
sensitive.
They smell some black people.
What happened to your camera,
Rick? Damn.
What?
This is, I don't know. Back. I think I'm gonna have to leave and come back.
All right.
Because this shit was happening last time. All right.
See, Jesus was trying to be a waymaker.
Two or three,
and we got one in the way. Come on, somebody. Oh, Shabbat. Tomorrow is Sunday, and I'm just trying to tell you.
14.
I don't play no games.
All right, there, you see me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. That shit do that every now and then. I need a new laptop.
You do. God has already told me in my spirit when this new MacBook get paid off, give it to Greg, the one that you really want.
Because you're really trying to force me to get Apple products. That's what it is. Yo, man, I'm a old head for real. I'm about to be 38, but I'm fucking going on 58.
37. Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm 37. You know that?
I said I'm 37.
Oh, for real? What? You born 85?
No, I turned, Lord, fool. If we are in 2023 and your birthday.
I'm about to be 38, dog. Right. 85.
That means I just turned 37, but you're right. 38.
Yeah. No, you're born, you born 86.
Huh? Greg was born 85.
Y'all born 1985.
Yeah, we went to high school together.
Right, right. No, but he's son, baby?
Who? He's born in June. He's a Cancer like you.
Yeah.
I mean, surrounded by cancer greatness, you know, the better world's time.
When your birthday?
July 15th.
So. Oh, all right. All right. You were July cancer. I got a few cousins that are July cancers. Matter of fact, I got a cousin's birthday is July 15th. And then I got another cousin's birthday the 22nd. It's the 15th, the 17th, and the 22nd.
Yeah, 22nd's a cousin. So, yeah.
And then I got another cousin birthday June 29th. My baby mother birthday June 28th. She had cancer. I don't know how we did that.
Niece birthday. You did the same sign.
Lord. No, that can work. One of my boys and his wife. They both cancers and they got two Aries daughters. So
never
did the same. Yeah, my son is an Aquarius, and the crazy part is I can't stand Aquarius.
And boom, February 14th
on Valentine's Day. Yep.
Love that he was in love.
Nah, man, it was just perfect timing. That's all. That's all that was.
Oh, perfect timing. He would have made it past the 18th and became Pisces. That would have been a perfect time.
Man, I don't know, but I just know he changed. My son changed my life, though. I know that he saved me. So, like the second coming of Christ, he saved my life.
There's something to be said about that. The Father's Day is coming up.
Hey. Yeah, in June. So,
what's coming up in June?
Father's Day. Y'all,
I mean, you're the surrogate father. You're the surrogate Rose father.
I have
removing obstacles.
Many God children.
Yes.
Many knuckleheads.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to be a biological mother or biological father to get that respect, because I mean, you get like different people. You could touch lives in many different ways. That's why you got work mothers and school mothers, and you got fake aunties and stuff like that, because these people are like motherly figures. You know what I'm saying? Like, they nurture, and they
all the wisdom, the.
Right, they share good words with you, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, they don't judge you. You know what I'm saying? It's good to have them type of relationships with other people, because you might not get that same advice your mother would give. Your mother probably come off a little judgmental, a little disciplinarian, versus that friend mom, or I guess whatever you want to call it. That person will be more open and more susceptible to your feelings and have more of an ear to listen and be able to give better advice, because they're not being judgmental. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes you need to just meet a person who been through the same stuff you've been through. Because mm-hmm. that be the thing. We be trying to relate to people that ain't relatable. Right. Like, they ain't been through. I mean, everybody been through some. Everybody has their experiences, but you really can't relate to everybody, because some people just ain't got it. They just ain't there. And the computer and the camera left again too. Like, with the blood clot, I'll be back.
You got the plant moms. Right. You got the dog moms.
We're going to have to give.
So you're going to edit, cut, splice, and all the other types of things. You want to do it, home. You there.
Oh, all right, I'm back. All right. Yeah, well, I guess when you get to spitting that good, hitting them, dropping them gems, man, the devil ain't trying.
Devil ain't trying to hear.
Nah, and then this computer is, I don't know what's up with this giant man.
Trust me, get you right. DMV computer man, somebody. We gonna figure it out.
I mean, I got this right for Father's Day like some years ago, and I ain't let it go yet. I guess I don't know. It ain't working. To be honest with you, I don't even be on a computer like that. This is the most I use the computer is for this right here, and to play music on my stereo. That's it.
Well, somebody said. Well, they wrote an article about saying why I'm skipping Mother's Day. Never felt more not wanted than anything.
Some people don't have their moms, and they feel as though it's just another day now. But that just come from you not having friends, for real.
Oh wow! I don't think I can say that.
And then you got to be honest with yourself. Some people hate their mothers.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I ain't gonna lie. Me and my mother relationship just now got back to where we cordial and talking on a regular basis. Maybe within the last 5 years. Mm-hmm. I mean, so I don't know who's gonna see this, so I ain't gonna get into too much detail, but. I mean, facts though. Like, some people just don't bang with their moms, dog. Or either the moms don't bang with the kids. Yeah. Like, it's real generational issues and curses going on between families, and a lot of that got to do with money.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. You know what I'm saying? And then I guess greed
for the mom.
Yeah. And this one might have slept with that one, so you know, there's a lot of that too.
Yeah.
So I mean, I don't know. I just think, man, I think everybody, I mean, I don't know, I'm going to be a big advocate for counseling now, because at first I was like, nah, but now, bro, I just feel like a lot of things could be worked out, man. Just talk about it. A lot, man, people just don't know how to communicate, man.
Sure.
Like, because I'm going to say again, myself, I thought everything could be worked out with violence. We could fight or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But, like, a lot of times y'all mad at each other just because y'all just don't understand each other.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, it's a difference of likes or difference of opinions. You know what I'm saying? Just because me and you don't agree on something, we ain't got to be enemies.
I mean,
who all had time for that?
No, it could be, but still, for the fact of, like, sometimes that's more hard than what it is. I mean, starve yourself, and then if other people are receptive, then yeah. But other than that, like, sometimes you'll be let down with that. So
I'm a strong believer in everybody needs to take time for themselves and learn their own lessons. Like, I used to, like, my godfather used to tell me when I was younger, scenarios about having family members who were in the streets and on drugs. And he asked me one day, he was like, well, if it was your mother and father that was out there in the streets and doing drugs, would you go to the crack house looking for them? Would you do X, Y, Z? I said, no. And he looked at me like, what? And I was like, no. I was like, first of all, I don't chase down anybody. I said, it could be my mother, it could be my father, my aunt, my uncle, siblings. Everybody needs to learn a lesson on their own. And the fact
that you're
in the streets and you doing what you want to do, you don't care about me. Because if you did, you wouldn't be out there. And I wouldn't have been looking for you.
I won't 100% agree
with you. And you get yourself together. We may be able to talk again.
We may.
But at the same time,
that's the month we're in right now.
No.
I mean, just ask yourself this real quick, though. I mean, I understand what you're saying, though. Everybody got choices to make and things like that. But how many people do you know that are going to put somebody else's feelings or wants and needs before theirs? Like, maybe that person might feel like they can go and get high and do what they need to do, and then come back and be that family member or that father figure or mother figure. Like, I mean, some people can function.
This wasn't these type of mothers and fathers.
Okay. All right. I mean, I'm just playing devil's advocate a little bit, you know.
No, these were the ones where grandma was raising the kids. And you steady in the streets, and we see you every couple of weeks, or if we go to the corner store, or we see you in the alleyway when we walk in school or on the weekend, stuff like that. You come back because you hungry. No.
Man, so I was talking to this lady today at work, right? I was changing her battery. She had got stranded at some Sunoco. She went and got gas, and then she vacuumed out her car and had the radio playing, and then her car battery died on her or something. So I'm changing her battery, like, you know what I'm saying? And I don't really be too much conversating with people like that, because, you know, a diss.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Most of them be like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, sometimes it could be a little awkward. And then, you know, sometimes I'll break the ice. I'll find something. I'll see something on their house or their car or something. And we'll start talking. But today, this lady just asked me, she was like, you got any kids? I was like, yeah. I was like, I got a son. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, we just got to talking, you know what I'm saying? She was like, I bet you're a good dad. You're a good dad, aren't you? I was like, yeah, I think so. So I was So I just started telling her about, you know, about my son and, you know, the things that he had going on and what he was doing. And like, she started tearing up at the eyes. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, you all right? She was like, yeah. She was like, 19 years ago,